99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 17 minutes past 12. And I hope you're doing well. And welcome to Thursday's edition of Radio. Yes, on the sunny side, my name is Joyce. And the sun rises here. And we love it. I mean, first, we love life and we're grateful for it. But particularly for Thursday is where we get to have our confessions hour. And then we segue into Lords of Logic. All right. But I wanted to just share with you an observation. So yesterday in the news, a particular report made its way to social media. I think I saw it on social media. And it read, it was the U.S. position, the U.S. government's position on the event of 2010-20. Yeah, the Lekki toll situation. The U.S. position. And it wasn't necessarily a definite one. Yeah. I think they thought they needed to say something, of course, and then pretty much what they had to say, it's not conclusive, we can say, because pretty much even their position doesn't quite appear to be conclusive. They say that the events are quite unverified. So what I even wanted to understand is it that they haven't verified it and intend to verify it? Because they're not saying it happened, it didn't happen. They're saying unverified. So I'm tempted to find out, is it that they're yet to verify it, or they feel given the provided or the available evidence, this is something that they cannot at the moment verify? But I didn't quite want to go into details of that today. Predominantly because we already have an itinerary for Thursday. So hopefully sometime next week we'll go into it. But I wanted to share with you something, and I think it's needed for I think it's necessary that I share this with you. I've said this once too many times, and it begs repeating. I want you to find time and get information for yourself. I think you have to. You need to do that for yourself. It's like saying, let me rephrase that. I think I want you to be able to think for yourself. Let me tell you why I say that. Just observing social media reaction to that singular headline, it is clear to see that a number of people are just waiting for someone else to do the thinking for them. It would appear that they wanted to know, so what does America say? Anything America says is what we're going to take, you know? And I thought, well, maybe there's a little bit more you have to understand when it comes to, or say more you have to know when it comes to social media news reporting. And I'm not necessarily trying to sway you in any way. It's that it's necessary that you arrive at your own conclusions by, you know, putting some kind of effort into the things you consume media-wise, news-wise, information-wise. And I've told you many times as well that an eloquent person doesn't necessarily, I mean, eloquence doesn't suggest rightness. It can be attractive. Eloquence can be seductive in a way that, you know how it is where you look at something and it shines so bright. And your persuasion is, well, if it can emit such light, then there has got to be something to it. But we're in a world where even Lucifer is said to be the false angel of light. So that's what appears to have a superficial elegance to it might actually be inferior. Yeah? So what I think I'm saying that to say that when I went on social media this morning, I even wanted to tweet something and I realized it was useless. There was just absolutely no point. And the older I'm getting, the more exhausted I am with conversations, particularly conversations that I think the other person has not thoroughly probed, or maybe conversations where I feel that they are more reporting the outcomes of the influence, that they're reporting their influences as against them applying themselves to the refinery, applying themselves or applying that thought to the refinery of their minds and arriving at a personal persuasion. I'm going to share something with you, and I'm looking for the shorter version. And if I don't find it, I might have to play you the longer one. I really wish I could find the shorter one. This is a former KGB agent. So if you know about, of course, you've heard about the Soviet Union. Well, yeah, this man was a former KGB agent, now said to be a defector. And his name, his name is Yuri Bezmenov. And I think you can Google that and hear what he had to say about how the Soviet Union, and you can actually Google it. A particular report I read said that the Soviet Union spent about $1 billion then for propaganda or on propaganda. And this is me just saying to you that, look, it's possible that some of the things you hear could be wrong. Some of the things that you hear might be right. But the only way you can tell one from the other is that you apply yourself to the process of wanting to know, not confirming your bias. Yeah, not validating your cognitive biases, but you apply yourself to a process to know. You arrive at a conclusion yourself. I think Twitter is so funny this morning because people just seem to be echoing the headline. Not that I have a problem with it, but it appears that the only reason they're echoing the headline is because America said it. I don't have a problem with what they choose to believe. But the only conviction that, in fact, their persuasion is someone else's opinion. That's really what it is. America feels, well, this is not necessarily, or this has not been proven. But here we are having people who believe it. So hold on a second. I need to, oh, look, if I don't find this, then I might have to play it from my phone. But let me play for you. Got it? I think I got it. All right, so I want you to enjoy this. I would only play for about 3 minutes thereabout. And I'm trying to suggest something to you. So this is not the truth. It's just a frame of reference, all right? Okay, on the sunny side, my name is Joyce. I mean, this is really why I love radio. I think it's the opportunity where we can share ideas. That, for one, is one interest that I find. 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Welcome to radio this very beautiful Thursday afternoon. Now, I want to highlight, or maybe I think it's worth mentioning, that there are many things that make us weak. What I saw on Twitter today is one of it. Remember, it's not necessarily what you have chosen to agree with or what you have chosen to believe. It's that to what you have agreed to, there is no conviction, there's no persuasion, there's no proof. There are hardly any personal facts of yours. You're only just choosing to stand by it because someone whom you hold in high regard said it. And let me again mention that you have to penetrate the surface. And maybe the problem also is that you hold something or someone in regard and you pretty much regurgitate everything that they say to you. I think at some point, the only time that's acceptable is when a child is listening to a parent, and the child has to be a minor. The moment the child becomes an adult, you pretty much have to think through everything your parent has told you. And if you think that there is truth to it and you believe it's a philosophy to carry over into the next generation, absolutely. Otherwise, everything should be subject to the interrogation of both truth and uprightness. So here it is, me making a suggestion to you as to how sometimes the things that you believe or might be persuaded to believe can be altered, all right? And if you have a pen and a paper, if you can, please note it at your spare time. I do encourage you to read Project Mockingbird. Yeah, Project Mockingbird. Just Google that. Was a U.S. project with the CIA. It's called the Project Mockingbird. Please read about it and do your own personal. And that's the thing. You have to be able to know these things. Otherwise, you're not able to tell one fact from the other. You can't quite tell what fact is. Yeah, because you're used to social or popular narrative. So you please Google the Project Mockingbird. And if you have that down, well, I'm about to push play on this one.
Mr. Bezmenov was born in 1939 in a suburb of Moscow. He was the son of a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. He was educated in the elite schools inside the Soviet Union and became an expert in Indian culture and Indian languages. He had an outstanding career with Novosti, which was the, and still is, I should say, the press arm or the press agency of the Soviet Union. It turns out that this is also a front for the KGB. He escaped to the West in 1970 after becoming totally disgusted with the Soviet system, and he did this at great risk to his life. He certainly is one of the world's outstanding experts on the subject of Soviet propaganda and disinformation and active measures. Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
You just heard Yuri Bezmenov, a former KGB defector. And I think what I just tried to do there was to give you an entire framework how social narratives pretty much work. And if you have, I hope you find time to read The Project Mockingbird. Yeah, it would give you some insight as to how information work. And I think all of that I'm saying to say that you must put some effort, personal effort, into the information that you consume. It's actually your responsibility. You're as good as the knowledge that you have. So find time to spend a little bit more time. And this is why it's necessary, all right? This is, let me tell you, one of the many reasons why I think it's so necessary that your facts, you know, help influence and help you arrive at your conviction. It's that you need conviction. Otherwise, you get swayed by what you say. So I can come, you know, I come today and I tell you, black is black. Yeah. And then tomorrow somebody else comes along and be like, well, yeah. So after much scientific, you know, insight and research, we arrived that, well, black isn't quite black because under close observation, black is quite gray and under brighter lights can become white. And here you are in the middle, not knowing how to tell one from the other. So you say, well, so who, you know, have you asked that question, who do we believe? Like, so who are we going to believe? Well, yeah, so you're looking for somebody to believe because you do not quite know it for yourself. Now, there are many things in life that is weakness. Now, that's one solid profound form of weakness to be in the middle and to not know. So you're like a pawn in the game. You go with every wind that comes. You're not necessarily sure you're rooted in nothing. So someone can come and, you know, whitewash you, brainwash you, and maybe even takes nothing to arrive at, you know, the next state of the new you that's now brainwashed. Like, it just really takes nothing. It just takes a little bit of reinforcing, as they call it in politics, the propaganda, and you get swayed. I want to leave it at that. And please read about Project Mockingbird. And, well, I can't quite tell you everything. I want you to put some effort into your information as well. You have a smartphone. I think quite a number of people have smartphones. If you don't, maybe you have a friend who does. And just ask them to Google Project Mockingbird and spend about 30 minutes. Just read that. Don't take it. Don't hold it to be any type of superior truth. Just read it. Just know it. And then as you move along life, you compare the facts and the figures. Some things add up, some things don't. And until some things are clear to you, do not accept it. Yeah. We need to talk about that type of weakness where a man doesn't know, a woman doesn't know. It's terrible. It's the power of ignorance where you can be made or you can be marred. You can rise or you can fall just by knowing or not knowing. Yeah. So please think about that for a minute. And hopefully sometime next week, we would talk about that particular US report. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. And yes, if you're interested in hearing this man for yourself and spending your data in a more interesting way for some information, Yuri Bezmenov. Yeah. Former KGB defector. Yuri Bezmenov. You can Google that and have some information for yourself. At least an insider's view as to how, you know, news works and propaganda works. All right? Okay. Off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. On the sunny side, my name is Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Depend on us for the best in talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Biggest.
Keeping you updated on latest news.
Some is saying they own the mint. So the government just go to the mint and print money and then help us stand on the land. They share.
Latest developments locally and internationally. From politics to business, sports, and so much more.
So much more.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. You call and you do not say your name, and then we can talk about the issues of life, the concerns, the things that you might need help with, particularly clarity, or maybe you just need to get it off your chest because maybe your life's a little heavier given the fact that you alone are in that situation, and some help can make that reality easier to bear and maybe imbue you with courage to deal with that problem that you carry by yourself. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. It could be about anything of your life, whether it's of past or of present, whether it's about the projection of your future, something that might have made you change, something that's made you better. Look, all of this gets to help us. It helps us learn. It makes us better. Your story can help someone else make a better decision. And conversations on radio should pretty much project life realities where people are made better through conversation and interaction and stories that humans tell. But just before I go to the telephone lines, I have a message here. And it's of a young guy who says to me that he got married because his parents wanted him to be married. But unfortunately, he realizes that he doesn't like women. But now he is married. And he wants to know what he can do about his present state as a married man. Left to him, he would rather be out than in. But there is society, there's his parents, and there's the fact that he doesn't know what to do. Then I asked, well, so if you're not into women, is it that your sexuality is inverted? Like, so there's something else that you like, or maybe someone else that you like? And my suspicions turned out to be true, that there is someone else, and it's not necessarily of the female gender, but he's married. Now that's a situation. On Confessions Thursday, by the way, thank you very much for writing. I don't know whether there's an easy way out of this, but hopefully some friends listening can help us make sense of this. And then if there's a solution, you prefer the solution, all right? 0700-993-993-993. You are sharing your confession. Otherwise, you want to help this young man deal with this I mean, I think it's a tight one he's found himself in, or maybe he's gotten himself in too. Yeah, because he was supposed to take responsibility from the jump. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, my friend. Do you have a confession? I have lost you. Well, so I hope that you make it back, and then do us all a favor when you call in, nicely, kindly turn off the volume of your radio set. So whether it's about regret, pain, sadness, pain. I think we don't talk a lot about pain. I don't know whether it's because we try to hide it, repress it, suppress it, but pain. I think from what we have observed, many people are hurting, but there's nobody for them to talk to. Well, so this is radio, and depending on the story, you have a platform where you can share. So how do we help this brother out? He's married. He would rather not be married. Yeah. And the only reason he chose to be married was because his parents forced him to be married. But then he doesn't like women. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a tricky one. A very complex one, if you ask me. On the sunny side, let's talk. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to talk about the man you just talked about.
Yeah, the one who didn't want to be married, but married because... No. We're not talking about that today. It's Confessions Thursday.
Okay. About the man you just talked about, he's saying that at what age was he forced to marry? Because according to Nigeria Constitution, at the age of 18, you should be able to decide for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. So let him tell us at what age was he forced into marriage.
Oh, well, he's an adult. No, he's an adult. He's been married 4 years. Right now he's 39. So, he is an adult. But it's that, okay. Yeah, he didn't want to be married, and it would appear he didn't want to be married to a woman type of situation.
As at then, what age was he?
30-something. He's 39 now. He was married 4 years ago, so 35.
So he's an adult that was not matured. And the Constitution said by the time you are 18, you're supposed to be matured enough to decide what is good from what is bad for you.
Okay. So a boy hiding behind the shadow of a man. All right, okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Yep. You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, well, yeah. So I think, I don't know, we're going to hope and wait, hope and pray that someone has an answer to this complex question. On the sunny side, it's Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to speak on the matter.
Okay.
Yeah, I see there are some men like that, you know. They don't like women. But they want to have kids. They don't want to get married. But they want to have kids. They just want to be father. They just want to be the best father to a kid.
Really?
Yeah, there are men like that. I am one of them too. I don't want to live with a woman.
Why?
Having kids, I don't know. I can't deal with the heartbreak, the wahala.
Wait, heartbreak from the kids or heartbreak from the woman?
Oh, the women. Okay, every woman I've tried to date, I don't know, man. Cheating is not a normal lifestyle thing. I think I thought it used to be men, but women are now... I've now turned the whole thing around. So
I think men led by example. That's no justification, though.
No, Joyce, I am not saying, I'm not trying to say that. I said before that men, it used to be a men's thing, but now women have now joined and everything is have not dabarood. Everything have not scattered. So nobody trusts anybody anymore. He's all man for himself. So what's not the essence of marriage then? If everybody is thinking about this side piece.
Yeah.
Why not just have a kid and be the best father to that kid, be there for the kid? A boy or a girl, have like a boy and a girl from one woman from nowhere. Be, take care of them, pay for their...
So, but hold on. Are you saying that every woman you've dated has cheated on you? All of them?
Oh, yeah.
How many have you dated?
I've dated four in my
And all
life.
Four of them cheated on you?
Yeah. So okay. I actually cheated on the first two, and the second two, then the four of them now cheated on me. The one that I didn't cheat on, they cheated on me. The one with...
Oh, but you cheated first?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I said the first two, I cheated.
That okay.
I cheated. Then they cheated on me too. Then the second two, the last two, which I was actually faithful to, they now cheated on me back. So, I don't know. The thing is just confusing. Like, what was not the essence of getting married? If
I mean, are you blaming them? Do you see the role that you could have played in the outcome of your own life?
No, Joyce.
But I think you should have some faith. I don't think it's all bad in life.
Well, I actually look at the whole thing and I feel like, I think this is what is the new normal. So what's the now the
Really?
Point? It's a new normal. Everybody is cheating on everybody.
Okay.
Everybody's not happy. I've never seen a happy marriage in my whole life.
No, you're joking.
You are joking. I can't say in Nigeria, in my whole vicinity here, my own constituents, I've not seen a single happy marriage.
You have to be joking. Like, I get it. I don't know how old you are. You're probably in your 30s. For 30 years, you've not seen one?
I'm 30 years, so I've been dating since I was 23. So I've had enough experience to see these things. I've seen a woman in two-bedroom apartments face me and slap to jump into another house. Men, too, the same, going to brothels and sleeping around. So that's what has become the new normal now.
Yeah, but I don't think you should allow your past experience to determine the future. This is weird.
What's not the encouragement to get married?
Maybe it's not encouragement that you need. Maybe it's faith that you need. You're waiting for me to succeed for you to believe in your own success. I don't think that mathematics is correct. I mean, I can choose to fail, but you shouldn't fail yourself. At least don't lose faith.
Oh, okay, I won't fail myself. But what if the woman I am putting all the faith in is failing me? I'm failing herself.
What if she doesn't fail? What if? Just imagine the vague possibility. You know, the chance that she might not disappoint you. That if you come true, she would come true too.
From what I'm seeing, Joyce, in my own constituency, yeah, I cannot speak for your area. I cannot speak for Nigeria. In my own constituency, yeah, the chances of me getting a girl that is faithful is almost 1% out of 100%.
You should take that 1%. It's worth trying out.
You know how many years it's going to take me to find that? It's just like putting
Okay.
10 women. I said that. Close your eyes and pinpoint the one that will be faithful to you. It will be very hard.
Let's wow. Okay.
How
do you
like that 1 out of 10?
I want to hear whether Nigerian men also, whether there are some people who think this way, men and women, because this is very interesting to unravel.
Yeah, then. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Oh, wow. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to radio. Can you hear us? Oh, please, if you can, call back. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon. Hello.
Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon.
My name is Sunday. I'm calling from K2.
Thank you. On Nigeria Info. Go ahead, my friend.
I want to say something about that. You see, a lot of people, when they were young, they could not approach a woman. And by the time, you know, they get used to it. So there is nothing they could do.
No, that's not the story. The story is that he doesn't like women. He likes some people else, a group of persons.
Okay, doesn't like women.
Yeah, doesn't like women.
I think that is how he chooses his life to be. So he shouldn't be blamed for that.
He shouldn't be blamed for it?
Yes.
Okay.
He does not like women. Wants to stay alone and serve God. That's fine.
Well, why are you adding the serve God part? Did he tell you that? He didn't tell me.
Well,
he might want to be promiscuous, you know, but like a male prostitute. You never know these things.
You see, some people choose to be like that.
Okay. Okay.
He might be a Christian and he doesn't want to get closer to the women so that he will not be misled.
You're reaching. Exactly. You're reaching with your faith. I don't know whether he has that much faith, but yeah, thank you very, very much for calling Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, please, can I talk about the man that spoke before this very one?
Okay, what did he say?
Okay. He's saying, since he is 30 or 31 now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has not seen a happy marriage. And because of that, he doesn't want to get married, doesn't want to live with women. He chose to.
He chose what?
He chose to live that life he wants to live. He doesn't want to live with women.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a choice, yeah.
that is his choice. And now he said another thing, that he cheated on the woman and then cheated on him back.
Yeah.
I heard him. He said so.
Yeah.
Now, if I may say, even Bible said, in whatever you do, there's part of forgiveness you will pay.
Oh.
Yes, you will pay for. There's part of forgiveness you will pay. Now, let me just say, I will say, is what he did to somebody, another person is doing back to him. He should not forget. I'm talking to that man.
He should not forget.
At his old age, if he doesn't want to have a woman in his house because they were misbehaving, because of that, I don't want to marry. At his old age, his children are going to get married. He will be left alone. I will use mine as an example. Before my husband got married to me, are you hearing?
Well, listen, go ahead.
Before my husband got married to me, he dated like 5. From that 5, he trained 2 in university. The last one before me, the girl graduated 7, and the girl said, I'm no longer interested. A broken heart to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, to God and mine, because of that, a voice God told him in my church, a prophecy came to him and told him that I, God, will be the one to build a house for you. Before my husband got married to me. Now we are married, happily married today. So will he now say, because of so many women have cheated on him, because of that, I won't marry, I want to live it. No, you will die in silence.
All right.
Women are not
okay.
good.
Okay.
Women are not good. But in everything you find yourself, you just have to adapt. That man should go and sit down and think about his life very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow. Hello. Sorry, we lost you. Someone says, good afternoon. Let him tell us the truth. If it's that he doesn't like women or he is gay, let him be specific with his sexual preferences. I don't think I can advise him without these vital informations. But most happy marriages in this generation, in this new generation, are pretenders. Wait a God-given second. Wait, you're saying most happy marriages in this new generation are pretenders. So you are also saying that you haven't seen any happy marriage yourself. And then if there are any, then they are pretending. Look, I think this is a weird report, but I'll have you say it. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Turn off your radio, speak up, tell us your name. We have about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Maxwell.
Okay.
I'm from Lagos.
Yeah.
So, okay, I listened to what the other caller said, and, well, they are both right in their own way. But for me, what I think is, for the other guy, you might not really blame him. You know, men find it harder to recover from a heartbreak than women. A lot of people don't know that.
Are you sure that's not a social construct? You know how it is where they told women that women can multitask? You guys want to use work to kill women. Now they say men hardly recover from a heartbreak. I don't necessarily think that's true.
Oh, well, okay. Now I'm just saying, it's left for you to believe it or not.
I don't think that's correct.
Talking of experiences, well, yeah, everybody is cheating nowadays. Like, relationships now is very terrible. In fact, personally, I'm also scared.
Because you're also cheating?
As a person, I'm also scared. The kind of industry I'm in exposes me to a lot of different kinds of people. And I see a lot of funny behaviors, characteristics, and all that. Like, people are doing a lot of crazy things I don't even want to mention now.
Really?
But, yeah.
Are you cheating yourself, personally, when you judge yourself? Are you in the wrong?
Okay. I'll say...
Yes.
I've never really cheated.
Yeah. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Look, I think I'm finding it quite interesting today on Confessions Thursday. Some of the things coming forth. So here we're going to, let's go back to it. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And then you probably have a confession you'd like to share. We want to hear it. Yep. Okay. We have two more minutes before we bring you top of the hour headlines. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name? Turn off your radio. Okay. So make well to help the conversation by turning off your radio. Good afternoon to you. Okay. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome, the sunny side.
Yes, hi, Joyce.
Happy to meet you.
Yes.
You're not going to tell us your name because you have a confession.
Well, no, my name is Henry, and, you know, this is like the first time I'm listening to your radio show. I live in the States. It's an interesting story. So, this is my own intake. I feel like when it comes to love in Nigeria, love is understood in a different way, right? So the definition of love is not what we are really exercising. Men tend to understand love as being very dominant here. People are not supposed to be very dominant. Women are supposed to be able to speak up and express themselves more. Then in terms of that also transcends to the way a lot of people happen to be raised. So when you see some men feeling like a lot of women are promiscuous, it's because a lot of these women are not understood. That's my only intake. Now, there are people who are happy. Yes, they are happy couples, but a lot of families are also not happy. That's why you see a lot of these hotel businesses are doing very well. Then another thing I wanted to explain is that there's a huge tribalism as to who you marry. If you leave me, I'm an Igbo person. If you leave me, I would love to date an outer woman. I would love to marry an outer woman. I would love to date, you know, a Benin girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but the family, you know, tribalism always comes into place. So you always feel like when you marry somebody from your own place, you're going to be happy. No! If I happen to marry an Hausa girl, I would definitely enjoy her. Why? Because she's a different kind of person. She's raised in a different kind of culture. That's a lot to learn. So that relationship will always be spicy for a very long time.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So
look,
that is my own intake.
Look, first of all, thank you very much. I want to go off on a break, but I was hoping you'd call back. So I'm asking you to call back. I have a few questions for you. I want to talk about environment and conditioning and whether environment and conditioning has also affected the way Nigerians behave towards the opposite sex and how they even interpret the language called love. So if you can, please call back.
Sure, I will call back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back to bring to you Lust to the Headlines on the sunny side. Ninety-nine point three Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to radio. Yeah, and my name is Joyce. It's now the conversation pretty much continues. It's Confessions Thursday, where you can call into radio, be anonymous, and tell us something crazy, unusual, hurtful, something you regret. Where you can share a tale of encounter with life and how that pretty much has affected you. It's a learning experience for everyone, host and listener. It's an opportunity for us to, in some or to some degree, learn from your experience, but then also allow you or afford you the opportunity to share your story in hopes that it makes you feel better, gets it off your chest, but then also affords you hindsight to see what has happened and ways by which you can make better decisions moving forward. I have a message here on WhatsApp. Remember, if you have any particular confessions, you're at liberty to please withhold your name. And we would try. In fact, as a standing law, you would not condemn what you hear on the show, particularly on Confessions Thursday. So here, I have a message here. When I say condemn, like, you know how you judge a person to condemnation? Yeah, you're not going to do that. So you can argue out the logic or say the logic of a person's behavior. You can contend or contest the motive, because the whole objective of radio, particularly for me, is that we extract weakness, do away with it, excuses, eliminate it, and whatever else is in the way of sound judgment for better decisions. Welcome to the show, Joyce. Open cheating breaks the heart for most men. Men are so discouraged by ladies who have slept around and dated married men. How can a man keep such a woman in his house as a wife? Women might not value their bodies, but they should at least value something. What was that? Eggy. I don't know what that is. Anyways, moving forward, he says, honor and dignity for the guy who would eventually marry them. honor and dignity for the guy that would eventually marry them. I've hated some otherwise wonderful ladies when I found out that they had given their bodies to some stupid guys, including married men. Most Nigerian men are broken and cannot handle such disappointment. All right. So from this particular message, I can deduce, I mean, I wish I could have a conversation with you. Maybe I can extract from your voice intent, you know, something we can say like, yeah, the intent in your voice, what you're trying to project. But from this, I'm seeing that you're rating your, you have placed yourself on a moral high ground where you're looking down on the woman and you're judging her shortcomings, or you're judging her shortfalls. And you suppose that based on your superior ground or based on your moral high ground, the woman is something that should be, you subject the woman to your judgment. So there's something wrong with that. That the woman is human and so are you. And whatever temptations are, you know, allowed the woman, or say whatever temptations beset the woman equally beset you. In fact, you haven't quite spoken as, you haven't spoken or at least referenced your moral high ground. Is it that you are a priest without sexual sin or sexual immorality? Is it that you have been, and let me even tell you that even if you have been without moral, if you have been without, yeah, moral iniquity, you still could not judge. Yeah, even if you have been without, because you see, you could have other shortcomings. Yeah. And you wouldn't want the woman to judge you for that, so you shouldn't judge her for hers. Now, if you would judge the woman for, I mean, as you have done through this WhatsApp message, if you would judge the woman for hers, then the woman should also be able to judge you for yours. You do not reserve the liberty to say, well, you have done this, and as a man, I can't, you don't, I don't know why you think you can. So I have a problem with the fact that you suppose that you can do that. Of all your liberties, that's not a liberty of yours. You can't do that. But thank you for your message. I thought I needed to highlight that because I think some men think this way, where they suppose that for, I don't know where they assume that the power has come from, bestowed upon them, to look down upon the woman and then judge her and say, well, you've slept with that person. And you say, how can a man keep a woman like that in the house? You forget that you're probably not the kind of man she should be keeping in the house, given your flaws or maybe even your ignorance and plus your moral iniquity. One or two. I mean, hers could be 10 and yours is just one. Honey, that's iniquity. You joking? All right. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. We're not exempting the error. We're saying that you have errors and she has errors and you have no high ground above her. You don't. And I really hope she can look you in the eye and tell you that. You don't. So it's a different thing if you don't love her. Fine. But in terms of who might be, I mean, you can't, because you see, for you, it might be hate. For her, it's promiscuity. You're not better. For you, it might be masturbation. For her, it might be fornication. You're not better. Don't assume. Telephone line 0700-993-993-993 or Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday, so of course, yes, keep your name away. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah. My name is Godwin.
Well, that means you don't have a confession then.
Well, no, I don't. Well, I want to say something about you. A little, please.
Sure. About me?
Yes.
Oh.
No, when cases of a lady man comes, it's like you're always on the side of the lady most of the time. Now, I used to listen to your most on a daily basis. And yeah. I'm a first time caller as well.
Well, it pleases me to have you here. So, do you suppose that my judgment is skewed?
Not too bad, but you're always standing up for the women, which is slightly good.
Look, if something is bad, let's call it bad.
Yes,
so
yes,
the
yes,
last
yes,
thing I
yes.
said was not defending the woman. It was trying to underscore the fact that the man is not more righteous than the woman, and that is the truth.
Just nobody is righteous as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, good. There you go. So I was referring to a WhatsApp message that pretty much suggested that someone had a higher moral ground to someone else. And that's not correct.
Of course, it's not.
Yeah. And I'm not a feminist. Well, thank you very much for calling. Radio.
I love you very much.
Oh, you do? Oh, wow. Yes. Thank you very much, then.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. Oh, Nigeria Info. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. Do you have a confession?
Yes, yes.
What is your confession?
My confession is concerning my wife. I am an old man of 60 years old.
Okay.
But my wife is maltreating me.
Oh, that's wicked. Really, that's not
yes,
good.
Really. When I got married to her as a young man in 1980, I have some girlfriends. But as soon as she came into my house, she was not happy with me, seeing me with other girls. And yeah. I stopped it since 1984.
Oh.
Since 1984, I have stopped. I have only her as my wife. But when I retired, I returned home. We returned home. We have only two sons, two children, a boy and a girl, who have been adults now. And my son, by the grace of God, is doing well. So my son requested that I should come back to Lagos, and I'm in Lagos as I'm talking to you now. Are you listening to me?
I am. Go ahead, please.
Good. So when I left, before I left home, I tell my son to call the mother and tell the mother. And my son did, and she accepted and make some requests from the boy, which the boy accepted. But unfortunately, when I came back to Lagos, the job that my son found to me, fine for me, did not get ahead. So my son bought a second-hand car for me to be using as kabu-kabu. For the fact that the motor is an old motor, so most of the money I make go back to the motor.
Mm.
But I still send some money to my wife. But my wife is turned around and started to accuse me that I abandoned her at home, even though I'm sending money to her every month. Ever since then, she has been accusing me that I left her, that she's sick. I don't want to come and stay with her, this and that. I said, we did not farm at home. If I return home to you and my daughter now, there will be a chaos. Wait until I get a better job so that I can be sending money for you to cultivate farm. That will be enough for us to sustain us for another year. My wife refused. And instead, she's corrupting the mind of my daughter, that I did not do anything for my daughter, that she's the one who have done everything for her. And that one, in turn, he does not respect me at all. That's why the fact that I and my son have struggled to establish her a chemist at home, which is managing now. So I stopped calling them since 23rd of last month. And ever since then, my mind has not got straight because I love my wife so much.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have any kind of respect for me.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. Now, does she understand that you're working and that if you go back home, there's nothing for you to do?
That's exactly what I made her to understand. I've told her that look at how much they're paying me, and I divide the salary into two and send half for her. Send half to her.
What does she want? Does she want you to come back and take care of her? Would she be okay if you are not able to provide for her? You have to ask her those particular questions. Like, I can come back and take care of you, but would you be okay if I'm not necessarily providing?
Can you imagine?
So yeah, she has to answer that question because, you know, she's asking for two things. She wants you to provide and she wants you to be there. Unfortunately, you cannot do both, given the circumstance. So if she can choose, she has to choose and then endure the other. So it's either she wants you to physically be there to take care of her, or she's going to allow you work and then send money to her. So I think you can try again, you and your son, to simplify it in the most honest way. And after you have done everything that you can do, there's nothing more you can do.
That is it. Even now, I'm trying to call Wazobia to give them her number to call her and ask her what actually she wanted from me.
I feel you and your son can achieve that. I feel you can ask her, you and your son can ask her, Mama, what do you want? She's going to tell you, well, I want rice, I want beans, I want Gary, and I want you here. Then you're going to say, well, the only way I can buy rice, beans, and be there is I need a job, and I can only work here. So, unfortunately, you have to choose whether you want me to come back unemployed or you want me to stay here and work. But you must choose, because you cannot continue to be angry, mad, and bitter for no reason. That's evil now. That's you being evil. You have to choose. So subject that, give her that option. Whatever she chooses, I hope it satisfies her. But otherwise, you must do the best that you can and leave the rest to God.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, you're going to talk to her with your son. Exactly.
Okay, I will try to convince my son, because my son even doesn't want to call her on phone.
I think you should try again. Now you have to speak with her. You have to turn off your radio, by the way. I don't like that feedback. Can you turn off your radio?
No, I don't have radio here.
Okay, so there's feedback there. Okay, so you have to speak to her, not just her, to your daughter, and explain the situation to your daughter and make her understand that you're not necessarily being unkind or wicked. You're only working to provide for the home. And they must understand that, except they want you to come back unemployed. So if they're going to take you unemployed, you pack yourself and you go back home. If they're not going to take you unemployed, then they cannot further continue to complain. Those are her options. Yeah.
You see, what you are telling me now to do is exactly what I did on the 23rd of March, which made me to stop calling them completely. I called my daughter. Immediately, I opened my mouth to tell her, to explain things to her. She shouted on me. Is that why you call me? Is that why you call me? I have to off my
phone. Oh.
Calling them ever since then. Can you imagine what I'm going through as a man?
As a human being. That's not fair. Doesn't matter whether you're man or woman.
This is the family I love so much. I expended every. I suffer. I pummel my body to ensure that they are happy. And see, my wife would not measure anything out of my labor and my strength and my all that I'm doing for her.
So I think you should speak to your son. Tell your son to speak to his sister, and then
right,
if you can, yeah, I think you should.
Thank you
can try again, much. And that's all you can do. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Oh wow. It's so unfair. And people have to be careful. I'm going to find that place in scripture and read it to you. I think it says, let me see if I can paraphrase it. It says, problems will come, but woe to him through whom problems come. So problems will come, but woe to the person, whether the man or the woman, through whom the problem comes. So if you're the channel through which problem comes, well, it says woe unto you. And I think that's necessary, because these are actually your beliefs. So say these are a fraction. This is your faith, and this is exactly what your faith says. But many times you get driven by whether it's greed or anger or bitterness, that there is no judgment. There's no sensibility to why you're angry. There's just no, you're just being wicked. Because at this point, after all consideration, there is, look, maybe I should say, yeah, you're going to be angry sometimes. But you know what? You get angry and then you get over it. Because at some point there has to be a way out. And it's really one or the other. You're staying or you're leaving. I don't think you should allow yourself become the root problem of somebody else. You should not allow yourself to be the poison that poisons their fountain of peace or joy or whatever else they have going on. So you want to be careful to not be the one the darkness uses to bring darkness into this world. You want to be sure that you're not the one the devil is using, basically put. Okay, Confessions Thursday. Hello, this is Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Turn off your radio. Do you have a confession?
The confession. I want to say something, Joyce.
Okay.
To that man, I say your wife is one place. I want to say something to you, Joyce, and look it from a inner perspective.
From what?
Did you think that any woman that says his husband is not doing anything for her, his husband is in Lagos sending money? Did you think money back here? See, that makes many marriages broke today. You must see, I'm working at Ikeja. My wife is at Ibadan. I'll be sending money for her. Did you think that money can bring the care the woman wants from the man?
Yeah, we agree. We agree. But she also wants money.
Well, you're asking the man to ask your wife what.
Yeah. So what would you advise the man to do? What do you want the man to do? Because the man says the wife wants money and he is trying to work and send money to her. But she also wants care. Unfortunately, yes. He cannot be there unemployed while caring for her.
Joyce. This is what they call sixth sense. See, your surrounding always provides solution for you. See, you cannot give the woman the word and be somewhere else and expect woman to accept that.
Okay.
You can give the woman a little and be there for her.
Okay.
So if the man says he said more, let the woman be farming. Imagine, it's his own statement, so the woman should be farming. Does it make sense? No.
No, no, no. So it depends. So if he's there with her, of course, they are farming together. But then the income might not be as much as he's probably sending to her right now.
It doesn't matter how much is the income. It's all how much both of them realize how to manage their income. That's just number one.
Okay.
Because when you look at the issue here, if that man will go back to that village and start to realize that the surrounding will provide solution and being with his wife, he will get to know, to understand that it's not all about the money. It's all about him and managing what he has.
We can agree with that. Exactly. I think there's some, there is actually a lot of sensibility in that angle.
So you cannot, at 85 years old, but you cannot be at, talking about making money. Money for what?
You said money for what?
Let me tell you something.
Well, hold on a second, though. So you're saying that the man should go back to his wife and use the resources there to cater for her?
Yes.
All right, fine.
Let me make a life. His son is okay. Abby, he has only two sides. He can go there and see reason. And still live to the house. They'll be happy. And Uma will be happy.
I'm even thinking he brings his wife over here. I'm even thinking he can bring his wife here so that she can, she can mingle in town.
So, Joyce, let me talk about those people that say there is no best marriage. I will ask every man that is listening to you now. What city is your priority as loving someone? Joyce, you are wrong.
Huh?
What city? What a woman sit on you and you say you are done with the relationship? You are wrong. You know why? Eh? Because when you sin, God is never done with you. Did you know?
Look, first of all, I don't even understand what you're saying. Are you saying that if a woman cheats on her husband and says she's sorry, she's wrong? What are you saying?
No, I mean that women, once the woman cheats, there means human, they are done with the woman. The woman is the most.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so if a woman cheats, then they're done with her.
Thank you. So their perspective of love is that when you cheat, the love has broken, which is a wrong, for me, is a wrong perspective. I don't believe such kind of.
Well, even the I don't even think it's about cheating for some people. Some guys actually are looking for virgins when they're not necessarily virgins themselves. So they're operating with two different rules, one for them, one for the woman. They can be what they want to be and then let the woman come clean and without spots or blemish.
Even though the woman is not a bed, most of them, that is their problem. They
all don't right.
marry a woman and keep it one place. And they will not do the necessary thing. Joyce, let me ask.
It's all right. Don't ask me. I don't have all the answers. We have to hear other people speak. Please don't ask me.
I'm not asking you. I'm just telling you to think it through. If you marry a woman and keep him at home money, you go out. Without saying least a word of remembrance.
Okay.
A word of remembrance for him. Like,
look, to be honest with you, that's not my problem. So that's not for me to think about. That's someone else's job. By the way, thank you very much. No, no, it's not my problem. No, I'm really just trying to air the opinions here. But we have to let other people call in and air their opinion. Thank you very much. Oof. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. It really gets complex up in here. We're off on a break. When we come back, the conversation continues. And of course, yes, we have loads of logic coming up. You want to be nowhere but here for that on the sunny side. Back at it. Hello, 29 minutes past 1 p.m. at the sunny side. My name is Joyce, Confessions Thursday. So we're going to push this through to 15 minutes before 2 p.m. We're supposed to have a live appearance at that point. And between now and then, let's make the most of the conversation. Thanks to the last caller. He kind of suggested that it's not about the money. It is about the care. So it might be a little money, but the care. And that certainly is something worth considering. So it's either, I think another option is you can either bring your wife over to Lagos, one, two, or you go back there and given the available resource, you use that to cater for your family. But then, of course, you have to try to try the best that you can to aim for the peace and hope that you have eliminated every possible avenue for rancor, for strife, for arguments, and that you're seeking the peace more than anything else. In fact, you're seeking the peace alone. And hopefully with that intention, you can arrive at something that looks real close to heaven. 0700-993-993-993, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jerry.
Yeah, do you have a confession?
Let me go ahead and talk.
Do you have a confession?
I just want to speak on the... I seen it when they was even going from here, but I was talking to me about so many people are cheating in relationships. Okay, George, it's just like yesterday, we were talking about marriage is not bed of roses. You see, I see this thing as when you've not really made up your mind to do or go about this commitment journey, you've seen it as one or two other things. As you tell people, define your relationship with someone before you begin to do trials and errors, testing different rivers to see which one is deep or not. There are so many faithful ones out there. You might not be that taking yours back to profession or whatever thing. But we might not be there, but I believe people have their decisions. For me, he said he's in debt. Me, I'm also in debt because I was there, but the relationship,
all
whatever
right.
thing.
Thank you.
Don't play around. So
thank you very much.
Out there. Just stick to your decision. Thank you.
Your problem is a decision. Hello, the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to say, based on what I'm hearing on the station today.
What are you hearing, lady?
The relationship matter.
Oh, what exactly did you hear?
Me, yeah. If you ask me now, in a relationship generally, I should choose between money and care. I will choose care.
Okay.
Hello, are you with me?
We're
I
with
will
you.
Choose the word care.
Okay.
You know, at times, let me speak generally.
No, you can't speak generally because some women...
Okay, in my own relationship
Yeah,
now,
better.
In my own relationship as I am now, I need care. I don't need money. Even if it's only Gary you can be able to give me and my children to eat, and I know you have regard for me, regard comes in. I will be very happy with you. I cannot even ask you to give me money.
Okay.
Like just the other man that caught. Maybe what the woman needs is even beyond sending that money. Because he's retired now, and at that age he's here now hustling. The wife and the daughter is at home. Emotionally and otherwise, that woman is not happy.
Yeah.
But men, like my husband, now let me use my own case as a case study now. I called in this station on Friday. I could not hold my emotion that day. I was crying. That very day, my husband left here. He traveled. He never told any of us, neither the children nor I myself, that he's traveling to the east.
Oh.
I could not see my husband. We waited. Not that we are quarreling. If we are quarreling, I'm telling you some character, some men exhibit.
Oh.
We are not quarreling. There was no trouble in the house. Not at all. So, but when he was taking his bad money, I asked him, where are you going? He said, he wants to go and make an exchange with all those aboki that used to change stuff at the market, that he wants to go and make an exchange. That's why I was like, before you go out, we don't have some things in the house. So I would have loved you to drop something so that we can be able to go to market. He now said, okay. So as at the time I sent my son, I didn't see your daddy. Go and check. Ask him to give you the money so that you go and get what I want you to get for me. He said the father is not there. We waited from that morning. We waited for 5, 6, 7, 8 in the night. This thing I was telling you started in the morning around 8. I was like, I had to call my son. Did your daddy call you? Your daddy left home in the morning that he's going to so-so place. We've not heard from your dad. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
He did not call. And since that morning we've been calling him, he never picked anybody's call. He never picked his children's call. I was distressed. I wasn't happy. I start crying. And I said, what happened to my husband? Where will I start? You know, women, I start saying so many things. So I now told my son, it was now getting to 10. Just listen to me. It was now getting to 10 at night. And I'll tell my son that, what we'll do is, now let's go to a station and make a report. My son was now saying that I should know that daddy never regards anybody. That I should just leave daddy. That maybe because today I asked him to drop something. That was why he just did his mind. I said, but it's very obvious. So daddy never behaves this way. He said, mommy, you should just go and rest. You say you are not strong and you are crying. Don't hurt yourself. Let's go. So after that time, my son kept calling. So it was now around 11 o'clock. My son now called me that he was calling his daddy. That is like, daddy is in the hand of kidnappers. Because he was like saying, what is the problem? What is the problem? I'm okay where I am. I'll come tomorrow. So I had to start calling the number. I called. He now picked. He caught the call. He picked. He said, yes, I'm okay. I will see you tomorrow. Just listen to this story. It was later As at about 2:12, I had to call his brother, who is in U.S., telling him that the way I'm calling my husband and he's picking his call, you have international number. Don't call him, because then his brother always calls us almost every day. Don't call that number, because the way he's speaking now is like he's being duped. I now flash it out to his brother that way. So his brother now says, no. It was his brother that was even giving me assurance now that no, that he's okay. That did he not inform me that he'll be traveling? I said no. He never did. He now said, wow. That he's supposed to have told me now. That he called him now. He said he's somewhere at Oka. That is how I said, okay, there's no problem. There's no problem. So the next day, he has to call and said, I am very sorry. I was unable to tell you people I was traveling. And I said, okay, and you left your home. Nothing available for us even to eat. And you left. What has come over you? And I said, no, that is sorry. Till now, I'm talking to you now. He's in the east. Since morning, as I'm talking to you now, he has not called his family. How are you people doing? If not, I call you. In this kind of situation now, tell me what is the problem. You feel that you are on top. Nobody can talk to you.
Well, I really do sympathize with you.
In short, I will keep giving you episodes whenever I call.
I really appreciate it. So unfortunately, I mean, I think I'm hearing this story, and I remember that there was a time I was in a relationship with somebody and I called the person and the person did this thing. I'll never let a man do that to me. But unfortunately, you have said that you would stay in the marriage. And, well, I leave my peace with you. I have a lot of that. I would leave my peace with you.
I keep giving episodes.
So this is your life, where you just sit back and every time there's a new episode of one new BS, like this is what somebody's doing.
When someone is always living in pain.
Oh, no, this is, no, no,
in the morning you are in pain,
God forbid.
What way forward?
Well, since you say God will help you and you're still there, well, I think you need courage to endure the madness, because at this point I don't understand what this is. But bless your heart and thank you very much for calling. Oh, wow. Okay, so care and maybe beyond the money would be your attention. Well, that's something for you to consider. I think given the story that the man has told, it's necessary to suggest to him that maybe it's your care that's needed, it's your love that's needed, it's your presence that's needed beyond the money. So you can probably go right back to the village and take every resource that you can from Lagos back there to be with your family, to provide for them, to care for them, to interact with them, to love them. And certainly that already sounds like something better than money. Already sounds like it. But you have to be aiming to achieve peace so that with all your good intentions, you might at least achieve that objective. That must actually first be your intention. And then I wish you well, but let's hear more people call in and talk on this. Oh, wow. Hello. Hello, the sunny side. Can you hear us? Sorry, I lost you, if you can make it back. Otherwise, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name? Oh, sorry, wait. Do you have a confession? Do you have a confession?
I want to contribute to that man's...
Okay, real quick. Go ahead. Turn off your radio, by the way. Turn off your radio, please.
No radio here.
Okay.
Yes, sometimes I find it difficult to understand the submission of our people. A man will go to the wife without anything in his pocket. The wife can only enjoy him for a few days. After which confusion will come. I think being in Lagos, the wife talks to. You can't go home empty-handed and spend there with the wife and daughter. How would they survive? But the wife should understand that he's struggling here to make ends meet. And he has said he cut salary into two, sending 50% to the wife and daughter, and making do with the remaining 50% there. When people say he needs his care, can you care for somebody with empty hands for a long period of time? I find it difficult to understand. Have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, so, let's try again. The sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly well.
We're happy to have you. Do you have a confession, lady?
No.
Okay.
But I want to contribute.
Sure. Please come
I on. Disagree with the last caller. Okay. If you remember, that man that he started by saying that they were aged, that they have retired, him and his wife.
Okay.
Meaning, yes.
Turn off your radio, by the way, and then maybe you can.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm far from it now.
Thank you,
I'm
and then push the pace a little now. Bit. Push the pace because we're working okay. with time. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. You can hear me now.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now, and he told us that the son is doing very well.
Okay.
Meaning, yes. Now that they are aged, as he said, and they have retired, and the son is doing very well, I think he should be with the wife wherever they choose to be.
Okay.
He told us also that he's gathering money so that he can give to the wife to start farming. No. If at this age any of them should farm, it should be both of them.
Yeah.
Yes. The son, if they choose to farm, the son should give them give them money. Both of them should start farming. Because
okay.
what I am seeing there is this. This family somehow is divided. He's with the son. And the woman is with the doctor.
Well, the division is only because the son is in Lagos and then he moved to Lagos for some work. It would appear that that's the division, not necessarily because of strife.
No, not strife.
Uh-huh, okay.
But what I'm saying is this. The woman needs more of his care now than money.
Okay.
And I don't think with that age, I don't think they are looking for money. The man is struggling to look for money to pay anybody's school fee,
yeah,
or to pay rent.
So you're saying that it's just little money for care, feeding, and paying little utility.
Yes.
Okay.
Which a little effort of him and his wife
can achieve,
and small support from his son, we do.
All right. So you are advising him to go back to his wife to be present there more than the money.
Whatever they choose. Yes.
Care for your wife and your daughter.
Yes.
All right.
If he chooses to continue to stay in Lagos, the wife should move to Lagos with him.
Okay. Solid argument.
Yes.
Solid argument.
Or he goes to the village where the wife is. This their age is the age of staying together.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I see.
All right.
It's the age of staying together. Not the age of someone being in Sokoto hustling to bring.
Yeah.
They are not looking for money for school fee. And they are not looking for money for rentage.
All right. Okay. I mean, thank you very much. I do appreciate the sensibility you added to that. We're going to quickly go off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday makes a comeback next Thursday. Because here we have a guest in the studio. After that, we segue into Lords of Logic. Remember that we're 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.